was an old, wise sage who spoke and said, over 300,000 years ago, on the sixth day of creation, in the Garden of Eden, God created human beings in God's own image and likeness. In God's image and likeness, God created them male and female. And the sage went on. And he said, ever since that day, 300,000 years ago, we as human beings have been striving to repay the gift. For 300,000 years, we have been trying to make God into our image. A wise, sage person. That we want to make God into us. Why? Because it would be a lot easier to understand God. We know human emotions. We know human feelings. We know what humans go through. And if we could project that upon God, that would help us to understand God more fully. And some people say that's our goal. If we understand God more fully, more completely, then we can worship God more faithfully. I don't think so. Because the wise sage also said, if you completely understand God, then that isn't God. Because God made us. God is God. And God is a mystery. We know that as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Trinity. How can there be three persons in one God? How can there be God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but there's only one God? It confuses everybody. St. Augustine, who developed this concept of the Holy Trinity, didn't understand it because it's a mystery. And that's supposed to point to God and to say, God, therefore, is a mystery. As human beings, we aren't called to understand God. We can never know God. But a lot of us try, and a lot of us try to make God in our image. And a lot of people will say, well, if you do this, this is what God wants. This is the way you're supposed to do things. This is the way you're supposed to act. This is God's direction. This is God's way. I know God. And you know, there's a lot of priests that do that. That say, I know God's will. Listen to me. God's a mystery. We can't know God. So why are we even here then? Why do we even try to learn? Why do we try to understand God? Because we can't know God, but what the mystery of the Holy Trinity tells us is that God is all about relationships. God is all about how the Father interacts with the Son, interacts with the Holy Spirit, interacts with the Father. It's a relationship. We have a relational God. What does that mean? I don't know. It's a mystery. But God's in relationship. And you know, God invites us in to that relationship. Not that we're ever going to know God. Because if we know God, then that's not God. Because God's above all of us. But we can enter into a relationship with God. And in interacting with God and living with God, we'll come to understand God a little bit more. It's kind of like falling in love. You can read a book about how you fall in love, but that's not how you fall in love. You enter into a relationship with somebody. You expose yourself. You make yourself vulnerable to another person. You talk to another person and open yourself up to them and they to you. And we have to listen to the other person. If we're going to enter into a relationship, it's just like that. We don't know how people fall in love. It's a relationship. And that's what it has to be with our God in heaven, a relationship. So how do we develop that relationship? Do we take God out to dinner? Maybe. Wouldn't that be nice if we prayed before dinner and invited God in? Do we take God for a walk? Maybe. Ask God to be with you and to notice God's handiwork in creation as you're walking. Do we go on vacation with God and spend some time with God in our downtime? That'd be a good idea. To take God along and thank God for having an opportunity to be on vacation instead of saying, I'm on vacation, I don't need God. I don't have to go to church. It takes work and energy to enter into a relationship. In a human relationship, in a divine relationship. We need to be willing to put in the effort. And how do we do that? Prayer. Speaking to God. But also listening to God. Listening to how God is responding to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. If we speak to God and listen to God, that relationship will blossom and grow, just as it does in a human relationship. Through the seven sacraments that we celebrate in the church, we enter into a relationship with God. People say, why do I have to get my baby baptized? The church doesn't teach limbo anymore. God's going to take my baby into heaven if my baby dies. Yeah, I agree. But baptism brings that child into a relationship with God and brings God into a deeper, more tangible relationship with the child. And the parents do that for the child. In Eucharist, we receive the body of Christ, something tangible that can deepen our relationship with God. When we celebrate those seven sacraments, we enter into a deeper relationship with God, and God with us. Doesn't this sound nice? Oh, it frustrates a lot of people. Because darn it, I want a clear cut. I want to know the answers. I want to know everything. I want to know God. Well, if you want to know God, you got to get into a relationship with God. You got to be willing, we all have to be willing to spend the time and make the effort to enter into that relationship. And if we do, who knows what's going to happen? Those of you that have been married for a few years, or were married for a few years, did your lives turn out just the way you expected it when you got married? They didn't? Really? You mean love carried you through a different direction? And was it good? Well, that's what we need to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, that God's in that relationship with us and journeying with us. And we don't know where we're going to end up. Who would have thought I'd be a priest? Who would have thought I would be a priest on the West Side? Who would have thought? But we need to open ourselves up. Who would have thought that I was able to study theology in Europe? Who would have thought for 3 years? Who would have thought I got to meet Mother Teresa, now a saint? Who would have thought I got to shake hands with Pope John Paul II, who's now a saint? Who would have thought? But if we're in that relationship with God, we're going to be led in wonderful directions. We just need to trust. We don't have to be in charge. It goes back to my homily when Father Luis first came here. I hope you all remember it. It's only been 2.5 years. Where I said to Father Luis, a great line in Spanish, I said, "Father, you need to learn this phrase because you don't know it." And he said, "What phrase?" And I said, "Yo no soy el Mesías. I am not the Messiah." We don't have to be in charge. We just have to be in relationship. Just like in your marriages, just like in your families, you don't have to be in charge. You just have to be in relationship with your spouse and your kids, and let's see where it goes from there. And you know what? If it's in love, it's going to be good. We don't need to worry. We don't need to know if all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. We don't need to listen to say, did the priest say every word right? We don't need to look and look for the minuscule so that we can understand God. No, all we need to do, and it's hard work, is enter into that relationship. We have to fight that temptation to make God in our image. God made us in God's image and likeness. And that likeness is relations.